the cross and the passion. And one of the chapters puts forth that the crucifixion, the death, the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, the cross is a great moral changing act, a point in the history. And he posits that there are two things happening at the very same time. One is the revelation of who Jesus is as the Son of God. The second is the understanding of redemption about what God does. And Father Rollheiser puts forth that to truly understand, to truly be a Christian in the fullest sense, a follower of Jesus Christ, we must understand both those things equally. But sadly, it's not always the case. Many times you'll hear people say, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. But many times people go like, well, maybe he was just this, maybe he was just that. And even some of us who say Jesus is the Son of God do not truly, fully believe it. And in the same way, he would say that this act of redemption, many of us, in fact, that's the harder one, he says, do not fully appreciate or believe that God's mercy, God's forgiveness, God's grace is larger than any sin that we could commit. That it washes us clean and calls us into a unity of love, of blessing, of hope, into one body, one passion of Jesus Christ. We don't have to look too far to see how that is, yes, maybe the hardest one. When I was a very young priest, I wasn't very young, but I was a priest. My first year of priesthood, I was a parochial vicar of St. Martin of Tours, and I was called to a sick call at one of our local nursing facilities for a young man who was dying. He was about my age. When I walked into the room, I saw a young man who was completely emancipated. He was suffering from many different illnesses, many different terminal things, many of them caused by his life of heavy drug use as a young person, alcoholism, his lifestyle that he led that had ravaged his body and brought him to this point of death. And as you walked in the room was filled with fear. His brother was there. About three or four of his friends were there with him. And the room was just heavy with fear. And the young man was lying on his bed, unconscious, breathing short, sharp breaths, his whole body tensed. And on his chest had lain a cross, a crucifix. This crucifix was about 3 feet long. And following the traditions of many places, but his home country of Mexico, the corpus on the crucifix was bloodied. The wounds, many of them, the anguish upon Jesus' face. And he held the cross in a grip so strong that no one could take it from him. But it was a grip of fear so much, because it was a grip of so much tension. And literally, the fear in the room brought fear to me. But we began. We began the prayers of the sick, the prayers in preparation for those who are dying. And as we prayed those prayers and talked to him about the grace of God's love, the hope of blessing, the hope of peace, the reality of forgiveness, even though he may not have heard us on this earth, slowly his body began to relax, his breath became more regular. And while he still clung to the cross, it was no longer with a grip of fear, but it was truly with the relaxed grip of love. And that yes, we continued to try to take the cross off of him, but he would not allow that because he now held the cross. Because somewhere in those prayers, in his encounter with Jesus Christ on the cross, he truly began to understand who Jesus was, knowing that within his heart, and experiencing that redemption, knowing that all of the sins that he had committed in his past life, all of those things that he did that he was not proud of had been forgiven. And he was free to go and be at peace. And God doesn't want us to wait until that last time on the bed when we are gripped with fear. That is why we celebrate this passion yearly. Because God wants us to enter into this understanding of who Jesus is and what he does for us by embracing the cross as an act of love. As we walk with Jesus on this passion, on this road to Calvary, we do so not as a bystander, but as someone who participates with him in sharing those acts of love, knowing who he is and being with him in his passion, which means that we must be who Jesus is. We must be forgiving, we must be loving, we must be merciful, we must be compassionate. We must reach out to those who are alone, those who are abandoned, those who are in pain. That is the participation, that is the redemption. We must seek to build a community that is united in love, united in hope, united in blessing, even with the differences. United in our faith in who he is. And who is Jesus? Yes, he is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. He is our brother. And so we walk with him and embrace his cross, because in his cross we truly find love. We try and find mercy. We find that unity of life. So as we come to receive him, to be with him, to be blessed by him, let us embrace him. Let us embrace his cross so that we might walk with him always in the light of life.